Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dion Knellson, the head coach and GM of the Lacrete Lumber Barons of the NWJHL. Guess first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
All right, getting ready for the start of another NWJHL season, and the Lacrete Lumber Barons, certainly in their brief history in the league, have certainly proven themselves to be a very solid team. What's kind of the preparations been like for getting ready for this season?
Well, we actually only just had our camp this last weekend. We had a bit of a late start, but we kind of typically we'd like to have it a bit later, let guys go to their junior A camps, all those things, and then we have our camp when we have it, because we mostly have local kids in the area, kids from high level in Fort Vermillion and Lacrete that come to our camp. We had a pretty good weekend. I was pretty happy with what we saw. There's some young talent. Have the roster generally set, and I think I like what I see. I guess time will tell, but overall, it should be a fun year.
I know there was a couple of guys you had last year, Cole Pender, Riley Gabrant. I know they're now in the AJHL with the Grand Prairie Storm, but looking through your guys' training camp roster, there are some familiar names I recognize, and I know you guys seem to be pretty good at, whenever one guy leaves for whatever reason, you just plug a new guy in, and it seems like off you go without missing too much of a beat. What's been kind of the turnover like for this year's roster?
Oh, there's definitely, that varies. This year there's a lot more turnover. We had quite a few guys that have been here 2-3 years that felt it was time to just move on. It's a huge commitment for these kids to dedicate their whole winter to, every single weekend being busy and being gone with something and on a road trip. And so this year we had a bit more turnover. There's a pretty relatively deep talent pool of kids that live up here and they stay up here. And so there's always going to be sort of a line of kids, and it will vary from year to year. And it's pretty rare you get have a year where you have kids like Cole Penner and Riley Gerbrandt and Nolan Cardinal too, who's also at a junior A camp at another 08 right now. So, there's three guys, pretty talented guys that we hope we don't get back. Hope I've moved on to the next level, somewhat permanently. The next ones are always kind of waiting in the wings, and I guess we'll see how they do.
You mentioned a bit there about player advancement. Certainly there's been a lot of focus on that in junior hockey these days, where we saw, the NCAA change the rules, major junior guys can now go to college down to the States, and there's been, lots of talk around, with some league officials I was talking with the other day about trying to get more guys to this league to sort of look deeper into higher levels of junior hockey or college hockey, those sorts of things. So what are your thoughts about, getting more opportunities for players around here to kind of further their development?
Yeah, it's, the whole change, I really don't know what's going to happen with that. In my conversations with junior A clubs, it's all kind of up in the air. Nobody really knows what's going to happen and how it's going to affect, in a year, in 2 years, sort of the demographics, like what are the ages going to be like in the AJHL and how will that affect junior B? Obviously we want our players, we want the guys that want to move on to have an opportunity to move on. You want to see them play at the next level and really just kind of explore just kind of how high they can move up in the ranks. And, obviously you hope to see kind of a stream of kids that, can make that jump, but it's difficult to do. And it's also a big life commitment and not for everybody, but, with these changes, it might be, maybe it is going to provide more opportunity for some of these young junior B guys to move up, but I guess time will tell.
And getting back to the team you got for this season, certainly in the Lumber Barons short history, we've a couple trips to the league finals, a league title, that silver medal for provincials here in Peace River a couple years ago. So Simley seems to have set a pretty high standard for how you kind of want things to go there. What, I guess some of the goals and expectations for the team you got this season?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I guess that's really hard to say. We have a bit of an exhibition game against some of the alumni on it that we've had in the Barons coming up tomorrow. That will be kind of our only exhibition game, and then we play Beaver Lodge on a weekend. But, obviously, it's hard to say. You always kind of think, you assume you're going to do well. With the core we have, the veterans we have coming back, with Drew Friesen, Carter Fair, Adrian Wall, we got our goalie Tyler Peters back. you know, a lot of those things, like the core and the leadership we have, I'm pretty confident we'll be definitely a competitive team. Will we be fighting for number one? You know, you hope so, but you don't, it's hard to say. Every other team's making improvements as well. So I tend to not focus so much on the results, on goals, more just on the process and trying to just try to do everything the right way and have guys just work hard and focus on what they need, what they can control. And then, you know, the results tend to sort of fall into place as they should. So I'm excited to see. It feels a little bit more like a wild card this year just because we have a lot of new faces.
Well, definitely be interested to see what you guys can do this season. Deion Knelson, head coach, GM of the La Crete Lumber Barons. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle.